Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Martin Rush has announced this afternoon he will be stepping down as Muswellbrook Shire Mayor. He was elected in 2008, is now given notice of his intention to retire from council shortly before the end of the financial year and will immediately start transitioning responsibilities. Martin said in a statement that he intended to retire from council after returning from overseas 12 months ago, but given the pandemic, he continued on. He also said he'll have more to say about his time as Mayor closer to the precise date of his departure, but it was appropriate he makes his intention known as early as reasonably possible. Betty Shepherd is being remembered as paving the way for women to make their mark in the horse racing and breeding industry at a time when it wasn't the done thing. Betty passed away peacefully this week, aged 89 years. She was a lifelong Scone resident and was Australia's first ever female horse trainer. Pat Farrell, a local trainer who knew Betty at her prime, says she stayed in the game so long because she loved it and she was determined.
Well, I think she's a determined person, which when she set her mind to it, she did it. I think that was Betty, you know, Yeah, she's sort of extrovert. She had a go at whatever she thought she'd have a go at, and she succeeded.
Unemployment has dropped in the Hunter Valley, according to the latest Australian Bureau of Statistics labour force figures for December 2020. Across the Hunter, excluding Newcastle and Lake Macquarie, the unemployment dropped from 6.5% in November to 5.9%, with a significant reduction in the youth unemployment rate from 16.1% to 6.3%. The figures suggest the jobs that were lost up to June 2020 have largely been recovered. In Newcastle and Lake Macquarie, shows unemployment has dropped from over 8% in November to 7%. The Hunter Business Chamber also said, though, that the economy continues to remain fragile, with certain sectors like entertainment, travel and business that rely on international patronage is still struggling. And Muswellbrook's outdoor pool is finally set to reopen this weekend with a splash. Refurbishment works at the 50-metre outdoor pool at the Muswellbrook Aquatic Centre have been completed and the pool will reopen with free entry tomorrow. And that free entry will continue up until February 7. Muswellbrook Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes says you can't get into the pool the normal way because of the construction happening for the indoor pool, which should be done by April.
Past the old bowling club, closer to Olympic Park football ground, you go around that way and there still is a construction site for all the indoor work. So there's safety fencing up and so that'll be going on until March. And hopefully start of April we'll be able to open that.
Scone trainer Scott Singleton scored a double on his home track during a race day yesterday. Veteran Itasca and mare Holly Empress were victorious. Itasca was ridden by local apprentice Reese Jones. The 7-year-old was taken forward mid-race before Jones stole a break on the home turn. Holly Empress surprised Singleton with her finish down the outside in the benchmark handicap 1600 metre at Scone Racetrack. I'm Jessica Rouse and that's your latest local news and sport.